Actually going yet. Now we're recording. Donovan, hi.
Hey, Nate.
Hey, welcome to the Reflex Blue Show.
Yeah, this is like number 32 or something like that.
I'm not really keeping track. It's season 2, episode something, and I think it's 3 now.
Right.
Episode 3.
And what happened was last week we had on Armin Vitt.
2 weeks ago, actually.
Well, last show.
It's last show. I'm with you.
And Armin's moving to Austin. And he's moving there solely for the HOW conference. That's what we kind of determined with him.
I think that's what we got out of that interview.
So we decided to bring on...
Next year he's going to have to move somewhere else.
Yeah, the editor of HOW, and figure out how great this HOW conference is that you can get Armin Vitt to move there just to be there while it happens.
Would now be a good time to introduce our illustrious guest.
Oh yeah, and also brought in, because we need backup with such a heavy guest like Bryn, we brought in Steve Gordon.
Oh, yeah. Steve, before we get to our real guest, how are you doing today?
I'm great, man. I just wanted to, when I heard you guys were doing an interview with Bryn, I just wanted to be in the room. I didn't even need to be on the mic.
It kind of went down like this. It was like, hey, we're having Bryn on the show. Steve goes, what? There's going to be ladies on the show? I got to get over there and be a part of this.
Nah, she's one of my favorite ladies. Are you kidding me? I had to be here.
Okay, so Bryn, you are still on the line, correct?
I am.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
I'm doing really well. It's been rainy down here in Omaha for, you know, a couple of days now. The grass is greening up. It's very springy. And let's see. Now, if I'm not mistaken, you guys are in Cincinnati?
We are in Cincinnati.
I've heard that you have a superhero now. I saw that on the web.
We have a superhero.
Okay, don't really look it up because it's actually a very sad news item about a dude who dresses up as, like, the Shadow Rabbit. I swear to you, I saw this today.
You know, I think I heard, like, I saw, like, a little Google headline about it, but I didn't click on it. And if it's weird and quirky and strange, it's probably happening in Cincinnati.
Fantastic. All right. Okay. Well, yeah, Bryn, we've got you on the show today because we're coming up June 24th through the 27th is the HOW Design Conference in Austin, Texas. The whole world seems to be quite excited about this. How's it all coming together for you?
It's great. I mean, we're really excited. Austin, Armin's got something going on there. I mean, he is making the smart move to go to Austin. It's absolutely one of my favorite cities. And so if nothing else, I'm just looking forward to going and hanging out there for a couple of days and then throw in a couple thousand, you know, really creative and cool design people and a bunch of rock stars from the industry and some good food and some parties. You know, it's kind of hard to hate it.
It just sounds like a good time.
Yeah,
now we've got
cool.
Several levels of HOW conference experience here. We got Steve, who has been to 97 HOW conferences.
It is true.
And as former speaker,
yes.
Former dude in charge of things.
And he's on a panel this year, correct? Steve,
are you doing a panel?
You're doing this year, Steve, so Nate can like hear and then be more jealous.
the complete rundown is that Steve got a lot going on. Donovan, you're going to your first this year.
Yeah, I'll be attending.
I'm going to my zeroth.
Nice.
We'll talk more about
actually,
that.
Actually,
it'll
later. Be like your half because when I did the interviews and brought them back for the previously named podcast,
right?
Then you were kind of there.
We did like that. But what are you doing at the conference?
Well, I'll be part of a panel that Bryn and our staff put together, and
how to be a hot, sexy designer.
That is the bottom portion of the program. Yeah.
How to look good, making things look good by Steve Gordon.
That's gonna happen just after the program. Yeah.
Good. Okay.
But it's a panel that they put together, and Bryn can probably explain this better than I can, but to kind of discuss and take a few questions, pose a few thoughts and answers about
okay,
the current
climate. Okay, so what you're saying is, Bryn, can you actually tell Steve what
you're
supposed to be doing?
Yeah, I kind of feel like we're meandering around the topic here.
Steve, nice fake, my man, nice
fake. I'm telling you, you had to know that the boys were going to do that to me.
Yeah, no, we you know, of course, with the economy being sort of sucky the way it is, we wanted to kind of just bring Steve and a number of other designers from kind of around the country together on a panel just to talk about sort of what people are seeing out there right now and share some strategies on how to kind of not get caught up in the panic and the gloom that's going on in the larger economy. So we're really, you know, trying to address this whole economic situation pretty much head on and give people some tools to deal with it and get through it.
Which is really awesome because Nate just informed me before we got going that I've made the mistake of looking far busier than I am, which might be why I'm not getting work.
Dude, don't point that out. Don't ruin the mystery.
I get a press release from you, like, every day about a new project you've got going on.
I know, dude. And they're not all the same one.
I know, but still.
Anyway. Don't ruin the mystique for the rest of us, Steve.
All right, so, you got it.
So you got Steve coming back. Now, I know as an outside observer of the Howe Conference, as it seems to be my lot, that, you know, you guys have a good mix of people who return and give some presentations that have, you know, maybe done it a couple times. You know, our boy Justin Aaron's done a few.
For sure.
Vaughn's done a few. I think Vaughn's doing one again this year, but
he is,
yeah, Justin is sitting it out, and I think maybe just going. I actually have no idea if he's going. But who are you most looking forward to this year? Is it people who are coming back and doing something new? Is it people who are coming there for the first time to, you know, give some amazing talk, or, you know, what are you most excited about?
See, now I was afraid you were going to ask me that because that's a really, really hard question.
Play favorites.
It's a really hard question.
Okay, who do you not want to see?
Who are you looking forward to the least?
Is that easier to answer?
No, actually, I think I'll probably the thing that's really hard though is that, you know, I mean, our team is really involved in putting the program together, and when we get together and kind of like literally tack session and speaker ideas up on a wall in a conference room to put the program together, we all end up with this thing that, and we want to go to all of it. Like, I would love to be able to sit in on all of the sessions. And it's just not possible until, you know, there's cloning or something like that. But I guess if I had to name a couple favorites, I'm really excited about our opening keynote, who is Rob Walker. I don't know if you guys have read any of his stuff. He writes the Consumed column in the New York Times Sunday magazine. And he has a fairly new book out called Buying In. And he's just a really, really smart guy. And he's very design savvy. I think his wife is a graphic designer. But he talks a lot about sort of brands and connections with consumers and why we end up buying the things that we buy and what role design and advertising plays in that and kind of what's our responsibility as designers. And so I'm really interested to hear what he has to say. I've been reading his book and I'm feeling a little bit smarter by the day, which is a good thing.
Yeah, nice. I'm going to get on that now.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, another one I'm really looking forward to is I love Michael Osborne. I have such a huge, like, professional crush on Michael Osborne. He's in San Francisco, and you've probably seen his work. He just does amazing stuff, and he was into letterpress way before letterpress was cool. And we've profiled him in the magazine a number of times, but he has, in addition to running, you know, a really remarkably successful design studio, he has a nonprofit called Joey's Corner. And they basically do really amazing design work for social causes and service organizations and nonprofits. And so he's going to be talking about kind of design for a larger cause, which I think is really feels really appropriate right now.
Now,
since this is like my first year going to the Howe Conference, how many like speakers? I know you have like 50 speakers showing up. How many will I like reasonably be able to see, or would I want to see before it's too much?
Oh yeah, well, maybe like what's the noob's experience going to be?
Yeah, I mean, like, because I realize I'm not going to see all 50 of these people speak.
That's an awesome question. You know, in the registration process for the conference, we ask everybody to sign up for specific sessions, and really that's just so we know kind of how big a room to book for each of them. But in truth, you can just bop in and out of any session you're interested in catching. And a lot of times, you know, we've got a couple of repeats on the program, and a lot of times the first go around of that session gets a lot of buzz and people are really interested, and so the second version of that is, you know, kind of standing room only. But I would say, you know, pick a few every morning that you just feel like going to, and if it's not what you want, if it's not what you were interested in, if, you know, the AV is terrible for whatever reason, just pop out and go to another one. So it's really, you can kind of you can really make it your own experience, which is what I think is so cool about
it. That's actually a really, really good point, and being able to move about your sessions and whatnot. And then also, after the sessions are over, don't just go huddle back in your room. So much happens outside of the sessions. I'm a really big fan of the vibe that you get. And every year, you know, going back and making it a point to meet, talk to people, do a lot of things outside of the actual sessions, because the actual session time that you're there is minuscule compared to the overall time that you're away and outside of your own town.
So, Brent, I wanted to ask you, and I know that these are questions I could easily look up, but I like to go with the the guy with the hunched over Larry King style and not do any research. Tell us about where how many conferences have you had at this point? Where did the idea to go from magazine to conference, and then eventually several conferences? You know, where did that all come from, and how did it begin?
Yeah, well, this is the 19th How Design Conference, so our kind of big one. I know.
No idea you were doing it for that long.
Yeah, and I was actually involved. How was sort of my first real job out of journalism school. So I was around, sad to say, when the first How Conference was started. It was cool because I was, you know, like 15 and just working as an intern at that point. So.
Okay, so everyone work that out.
Yeah, exactly.
No, sorry.
The math.
We'll bleep it out.
Do
like you swore. And, yeah, okay.
Absolutely. But really, the whole kind of original point of the magazine was really we had a lot of business focus and a lot of creative inspiration in the magazine, and some smarter people than I thought pretty early on that it would translate really well to a live event. And you know, I like to think of HOW as sort of this big resource that exists in a bunch of different formats that help people just be really creative and really inspired and really successful and smart and savvy about business and about running their design studios. And so it's great to be able to bring that to life kind of from the page to a convention center. So it's fabulous too, because when we're sitting here in Cincinnati and, you know, we send the magazine off to the printer and it kind of goes out into the world, we don't have any real interaction afterward with the people that are reading it and hopefully learning from it and all of that. So getting to Austin, getting to a place like that where there's thousands of people who kind of know what we do. And so we get a ton of great feedback, and just, as Steve said, it's such an amazing vibe. I mean, it's a high that lasts for our team just, you know, all summer long. It's really, really great.
Well, and that's kind of the thing that is impossible not to notice about HOW that makes it different from everyone else, is that, you know, I feel like, you know, you've got the magazine, you know, that's like your flagship piece there, but there's this entire community, or empire, if you will, built around it, this huge online component. You've got blogs and blogs, you've got, the HOW forum, which
book
is
publishing.
Brent, is book publishing actually kind of a separate deal from the magazine itself through the larger publication?
Actually, no. They're really tightly interconnected.
Sweet. I have a totally awesome book idea I'm going to throw to you now.
Please do. Actually, my colleague Megan Patrick basically splits her time between the magazine and the books. And so she's constantly looking for new designers, new projects, new work that's being done. And you know, a lot of times she'll find something really cool that would make an awesome book, and she pursues it in that way. Or sometimes it's like, well, it's a great story. It'd be a better fit for the magazine. And so we pick it up in that format. So it's all really, really tightly connected.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, fantastic. But so one of the things that I wanted to ask, kind of on a serious note, if it's okay, print not having the best year, not necessarily print the magazine. I have no data on that.
Print publications in general, you mean?
Yeah, just sort of, you know, it's, you see magazines or more specifically newspapers going away. You know, are you guys, I have so much love for HOW, I can't even tell you. Are you guys having diversified sort of as a brand, book publishing conferences. You guys have many of those every year. Do you feel like you're on a better footing to sustain the current sort of economic climate, due to this, or should everyone right now run out and buy How off the news?
Well, I'd love that for sure.
I don't think there's any reason for people not to do that, quite frankly.
Right, exactly. Now, it's that's a really good question, and I mean, truthfully, it's not a fabulous time to be in traditional publishing right now. But I think you actually hit on something that I feel really strongly about, that the fact that we don't just exist as a magazine, that How is a larger brand, and we've got, a really robust sort of online presence with the communities and the blogs and the forums that you mentioned, and certainly having, an event business that's not just the How conference, but has a whole lot of other stuff going on. I think that diversification is probably going to sort of be our saving grace at the end of all of this.
Good. And you guys, I think it was last year, started up the Creative Freelancer.
Which was amazing.
Exactly.
I missed that one by inches. My goal is not this year to get to, the How Design Conference, but to get to the Freelancer one.
And that one was meaty. That one was a lot. It was a lot closer knit, a lot more hands-on because of the size of the group.
Yeah.
And so it was really, really amazing in Chicago last year.
Yeah.
We got some really amazing stories afterwards. In fact, we're still getting them from people who were there. There was this one woman who attended, and like a week afterwards, she sent an email to all of us who were involved in the event, and she was like, "I just landed a new client because of some stuff that I learned in Chicago." That just felt great. We were really, really, really helping people make measurable, impactful changes in the way they're doing their freelance business, which was just awesome.
Yeah,
well,
okay,
it was even amazing.
There.
It was even amazing that firsthand, Bryn, I actually landed a client from the conference. I got to do work with.
Diana, right?
Yeah, I did work with Diana as a client, and then also with Tribeca Design out of New York. Well, she was based in New York at the time, but Rebecca Lee Bryan.
Yeah.
And so that was really amazing just to get some face-to-face contact with other like-minded independent designers who you didn't even know needed the kind of help you could offer at the time. And so, again, that interconnectivity and that networking and being with a group of like-minded people, and even in a smaller group of like-minded people where it wasn't just about the inspiration but the actual how-to of working, that was really big.
I don't know if, Steve, if you remember in Diana's opening session, it was all about collaboration. And I remember one person in the room, kind of about halfway through, raised her hand. And she was like, we're all independent freelancers. We don't have collaborators. And Diana just like leveled this person with a glance and was like, what do you think these people in this room are?
Exactly. Yeah. I was like, oh, she didn't just ask that.
Yeah, exactly.
People seem to forget that networking isn't just about getting contacts to make money, but it's about getting contacts that can even just give you advice.
Right.
Run ideas off of.
Right.
So let's see. Some of the other questions I have for you, Bryn, are completely unrelated. I was jumping ahead in my own list in my mind here.
Your mind, great list.
Thank you. If you had to look back, now there's been 19, but maybe we don't have to include all of those. The conference that I hear about the most was the Vegas conference.
Yeah.
And I think that I hear about that from Steve. when you look back over all the conferences that you've been to, which ones stand out in your mind and why? And that is, with the caveat, of course, that Austin will probably be better than all of them combined.
Most awesomeness ever.
Yes.
The most awesomeness.
Most awesomeness.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, Vegas was certainly a blast. It was really, really fun. I would have to say, like, the one thing that really sticks in my mind was in Atlanta in, oh, dear, I think it was 2000.
Hot Atlanta was right after Vegas, wasn't it?
That was the second.
Oh, okay, sorry. Sorry, Bryn.
No, it was Atlanta in 2000. I think it was 2000. It was my first year as editor. And so the first time I had that, like, oh crap moment of getting up on stage in front of a lot of people. But we opened that conference with a gospel choir, and they just totally rocked the house. Like, it was unbelievable. And I remember being absolutely terrified at the idea of having to get up on stage. And then this group came out and they just rocked it. And I, like, flew up on stage afterwards, and it was like the most energy in the room. It was totally, totally incredible. So that was definitely a high point. We did one in Orlando a couple of years after that. That was sort of the first, that was kind of the cusp of when the conference started to get really big. And just the being aware of the sheer number of people, creative, incredibly talented, amazing people that you were surrounded with was just a total blast. So those are a couple kind of high points for me anyway.
San Diego was an amazing one also. For me, San Diego was the one after my initial HOW conference when, as you know the story, Bryn, I didn't take full advantage of the first one. And so having that second chance at taking it for all it was worth, San Diego was amazing.
Was that when you came up
and said hi?
Yeah. San Diego was the one when I finally came up and said hi. Totally by accident, I go by the booth and Bryn is there. I'm like, here's my chance.
I can just imagine like little Steve with his hat on sideways and the hands in his pockets just kind of shuffling up.
I think I did just kind of like shirk up to her and like, oh, hi. You know, quivering voice, all 6'3" of me. And
That's what I'll be doing here in Austin.
We'll have to definitely meet.
Yeah, definitely. You guys should...
Okay, now, speaking of, like, serious stuff at the HOW conference, Steve's working on a promo shirt.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Super, like, limited edition or something. How are people going to get a hold of this, Steve?
I am, as soon as it's ready to go completely live, I will be posting a link by way of my social media, and they will be able to go on and order. I will also have a batch of them on my person at the conference, but extremely limited run, because I want them to be special.
Here's what I want to actually follow you on
Twitter to find out about this.
Yes.
Right. Now,
yes.
Steve, this show is going to go up tomorrow. So, okay, if you're listening, you want those shirts. It's ridiculous_creative.
But it's RDQ.
Yeah. Okay, so now if your Twitter jumps up by 600 people tomorrow, you have to tell us.
Indeed, I will.
Okay, and now I'm giving out a little secret. I'm making a little promo for myself.
Okay,
out
is it a Donovan promo or is it a 36-point promo?
It's probably 11-19, like, but it's going to have a couple 36-point stickers. I'll also be handing out 36-point stickers.
You're doing things, all
right. But once I get to a certain number, I'm going to hold them back for people who listen to the show.
There you go.
And so once I, you know, run low... So I need a key phrase like we did for Steve.
Oh, yeah. That was actually Vegas when we did Salty Nuts.
That's true.
Yeah.
So what's the secret phrase to get my promo once I start running low on them and acting out?
I think, Bryn, do you want to take that one? What should Donovan's secret phrase be?
I mean, it'd be hard to argue with Salty Nuts.
Are we going to stick with Salty Nuts? Yes.
I think that's fine. I think it's okay to stick with Salty Nuts.
Bryn comes through.
I can't come up with anything better than that.
Bryn comes through. And it's so funny to watch people's face when they have to say Salty Nuts to you.
Okay. We did that when we were in Nashville, right? And we had the...
No, I think we just gave those out.
No. The dude came up and says, did you have any posters? For people who knew the password, he was like, do you know the password? And he goes, yeah, Salty Nuts.
Oh, my goodness. It's probably the most awesome password ever.
Yeah, I think it's great.
Dude,
I think we're okay with that.
We're sticking with it. I just want to push a little traffic toward the HOW blog. They do a great amount of information there and bringing up cool stuff, designers, jobs, and all types of things that you should be interested in. And so if you go to the HOW design site, howdesign.com, you should be able to get to the blog from there.
Pretty easily. The other one that I really enjoy... And honestly, I kind of feel like if anyone's listening to the show, they're already getting it, but the HOW Twitter. And Brenna was going to ask, are you the HOW Twitter, or is that something you guys like kind of pass around like a conch shell in the office?
We pass all kinds of things around in the office. No, actually, it's sort of a combo effort. The blog that Steve was mentioning, we actually feed snippets of that out through Twitter, and all of us write for that. So it's a bunch of different voices, and I'll pop in there every once in a while and just, you know, do an update.
Give an update. It's really good. You know, a lot of great, you know, links out to things. Here's what's happening in the world. But again, I feel like if you're listening to our show, you're probably dialed in enough that you're, you know, hopefully getting your news from there. It's great. Now, Brent, I got to bring up. Okay, so I teach. Teach graphic design at a local community college here. In this college, they have a library of old magazines, old periodicals. They have Howe, but not terrifically current. And the other day, I stumbled upon the 1998 Howe International Design Annual. I did notice your name was in it. First, I want to congratulate you on making the magazine better. I don't know. All I want to say is, wow, that the entries that were in that one didn't necessarily hold up over time. And is that
wow.
Something? Dude, no, really.
Just because, oh, because Nate had not entered the profession. The profession wasn't good enough. Is that you're saying?
No, dude.
That's how I'm hearing this.
Yes, that's completely what I'm
okay.
saying. Because I was in Howe once.
Now you watch, because we go off air, and Steve will be like, oh, dude, that's the only issue I've ever made. And he's just
yeah.
going to throw down.
That was when Steve was in high school. Do you ever, when you guys do, I mean, you guys have a really great, I got your annual, the last one, out in front of me right now, and I really like the way that you guys put that together. Do you ever feel like there's a danger of things like, when they're judged, like some of these are going to be timeless, but if you come back to the 2009 one here, I wanted to check and make sure it wasn't like 2008 calendar year. Come out to the 2009 one and say, 10 years and say, wow, what the hell were we thinking?
Yeah, I mean, of course, there's a lot of that stuff is pretty trendy. And, you know, I think that the international competition, we have bring a group of judges in for that. And so it's always interesting to see what kind of a collection different people with different sensibilities put together. But I haven't paged back through some of those, you know, vintage Howes, but I'm sure that a lot of that stuff just doesn't hold up.
You know, I want to, like, give you a homework assignment now. Like, the 98 one, I think it's a 98, I'm pretty sure.
I'll go check it out.
It's all, I mean, Art Deco artwork in it. Illustrations are huge, I think, because, you know, Illustrator and Freehand were still kind of new, and it was easy to do that. And then, like, outlines that are actually, like, checkerboard patterns as borders on pages.
Nate, that's actually my current work.
I know. Say, yeah, I have.
Actually, Donovan's doing that right now.
I have nothing to do with this line of questioning.
Okay. Oh, do you guys have any more questions for Bryn while we have her here?
No, we're just happy to have you on, Bryn. Thanks a lot for being a guest.
Oh, it's really great talking to you guys.
Look out for Donovan stalking you at the conference, and Steve, you know, shuffling around.
I'll be the one, like, going, like, and then I'm, like, running away because I'm scared.
Yeah, honestly.
Steve, you'll have to drag him up, and we'll introduce each other.
I will. I'm gonna introduce him and then walk away, leave him stranded.
This will be one of the few times where someone's riding Steve's coattails instead of the way around. Booyah, that's J.A. right there.
I'm so going to get J.A. for that. Aaron, I'm coming for you.
Bryn, thanks so much. I even look forward to the Howe Conference, even though I tend to not be able to make it. I know these guys they won't shut up about it. So you guys have fun. Say hi to Bryn for me.
We'll have a beer for you.
Oh, please do. And thanks for being on the show with us today. I believe that this show is airing on the last day to get the early bird discount.
How about that?
Yeah, so if you're listening right now and we have sold you on the amazing experience, head on over to howdesign.com, or is it howconference.com for this?
Howconference.com.
Yep.
Head on over there. Sign up. You can save some money if you do it right now.
And hey, Bryn, give the Twitter handle for Howe.
It's HowMag.
There you go.
HowMag, all one word.
Yes.
Right. All
and
one
our,
word.
And our Twitter handle is 36 point.
Yeah, I guess we could throw that in there.
Nice.
Mine is Vossum. Let's have a Twitter party. And okay, that's our show. That's the Reflex Blue show for today. Thanks everyone for listening, and we'll see you in about 2 weeks. We'll be right back.
To send questions or comments to the Reflex Blue Show, please visit 36point.com. The Reflex Blue Show is hosted by Nate Voss and Donovan Beery, music produced by Dust Lab. Find out more at myspace.com/dustlab.
Don't think we forgot the most important part of the show. Hey, it's Meg Reyes with the student tip.
All right, kids, save up your money, because for the next design student tip, we are going to a conference. So whether it be the AIGA National Conference or the HOW Conference, save up some money during your college time to go to a national design conference. And here are four reasons why. Number one, all of the industry leaders in the creative community are all going to be at this conference, whether you're illustrators, designers, what have you. All of the leading minds in our industry, you guys, are going to be here. This is your chance to see them in person. Number two, you make new friends. The whole point of me even being on this show is because I met Nate and Donovan at the AIGA National Design Conference. So this is a huge, huge opportunity to make new friends out of your, you know, your inner ring or, you know, within your city. Number three, you get to travel. I think Nate told me one time that some of the best designers he's known and he's met were people who have traveled, and I totally agree with that. So this is your chance to visit a new city, see new culture, and meet those new people along the way. And number four, there are portfolio reviews here at each of these national conferences, and not just by local city talent, you know. These are portfolio reviews done on a national level from people who have been featured in all the books, all the magazines, all to help you, you know, realize the best of your potential. So save up that cash. It's going to be tough, but you can do it. If I could do it, you guys can do it. And find some friends, because it's, you know, a lot easier to have a good time when you bring a lot of friends. And bring back stories to your classroom and tell them why it was such a good time. Tell them about all the cool people you met. Because again, this is your chance to plant the seed of who you are in the industry and at the same time learn a whole crap ton more.